Welcome to Glimpses of Calvary, and thank you for joining us. Glimpses of Calvary is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church in Findlay, Ohio. Join us now as our pastor, Gordon Dixon, opens the Word of God to us.
Take your Bibles and turn back to John chapter 21. Peter says, I go a fishing. And the other disciples said unto him, we are also going with you. Now, if you're taking notes today, we're going to look for at least two principles in just that one, those two statements right there, and see if we can understand exactly what's going on. What was Peter saying when he said, I'm going fishing? He'd already seen the resurrected Lord twice, two times. He was already aware that the Lord had risen from the dead. He had showed himself there in the room with them, not only with them present, but then with Thomas present. He had shown them his very mortal wounds. And yet Peter says, I can't do this. I'm going back. All right? What is going to happen if you try to live life in your own human power? Even as a Christian now. As a Christian who says, I have placed my faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ alone. I am trusting, I am placing my eternal destiny on this simple fact that Jesus died for my sins and that He rose bodily from the grave. I am placing my eternal destiny, all my trust in that simple good news of Jesus Christ. Is it possible for us to go back and try to live life in our own human power? Of course, the answer is yes. That's exactly what Peter is doing here. But stop to think about what he means. What is he saying when he says, I go a-fishing? Let me give you several possibilities. I think he's saying, I have failed the Lord, so I might as well become my own Lord. Since I have failed the Lord, does this make sense to you? It doesn't make sense to me. But you could see how when you go through failure, when you go through misery, you say, okay, I've messed up so badly. I have failed the Lord so grievously that, okay, I guess I'll just have to become my own Lord. Since I can't live in the power of the blood, and I wanted to do service to Jesus my King, but since I haven't really taken advantage of that power, well, I guess I'll just go plan my own life out. I guess I'll just go fishing. I'll just go back to what I know. I'll just go back to what I think I can do in my own human strength. Peter might be saying, I wasn't able to carry through on my lofty, loyal goals. So now I'll just turn to live my life in my own strength. That's basically the way I'm going to do it. God's word, he might say, Peter could say, God's word turned out to be true, and my feelings turned out to be false. Therefore, what should you do? If God's word turned out to be true, and your feelings turned out to be false, what does Peter do? Peter says, so I'll start living by my feelings. You think, wait a minute, there's something terribly wrong here. Peter, God's word turned out to be true. Your feelings turned out to be false. So therefore, you're going to live for your feelings. Wait, Peter, what's going on? Now, folks, if you stop to think about it, you and I wrestle with these same kind of things. We wrestle with trying to become our own gods or taking our favorite part of God or trying to be Lord of our own lives, living by our feelings, even though our feelings lead us to frustration and to failure. Aren't we like Peter to say, I go fishing. I'm not really going to be a disciple. I can't really follow the Lord, so maybe I'll just try to go live life my own way. Peter might say, since I haven't been able to figure out how to live life in the Lord's heavenly power, I'll just have to plan my life according to my own human power. If you're taking notes today, look at this first faithful way. And you'll notice in your outline you have two won'ts and five wills. The first won't. Number one, you won't return to living life according to your own plan. You won't return to living life according to your own plan. Are you living life today according to your own plans? Where are those going to lead you, friend? They're going to lead you to frustration and failure, and perhaps even, as they did to Peter, to the place of cursing. Now, folks, I just want you to stop for a moment, and I want to give you a vision for something. You know that Peter, the one here who failed the Lord so terribly, you know that he became that mighty apostle filled with the Spirit who preached so powerfully not only at Pentecost, but at what has sometimes been called the Gentile Pentecost, when he preached to Cornelius and the others there. This man was mightily used of the Lord. Couldn't it be then that no matter how badly you have failed, that still the Lord by his power could fill you with his Spirit and turn you into a dynamic believer who leads others to the Lord? You say, well, preacher, that's in the Bible, and I don't know, sometimes there's a disconnect. I'm sort of disconnected from the Bible. That was a long time ago. Do people even do that today? If you went back and studied the history of missions, you would undoubtedly come to the name Hudson Taylor. I have really, with our interest here in really seeing the gospel go forward in China, I've really enjoyed reading the story of Hudson Taylor. I found it interesting that Hudson Taylor went through exactly the same kind of things that you and I go through. He and his sister had been going from door to door, handing out literature, very much like our folks did yesterday, and praise the Lord for those who were there, and for those who will come this next Saturday to help us deliver packages and talk to people about the Lord. They had gone from house to house, and he was rejoicing over what the Lord had done in his own life, the new joy. Let me read to you what he wrote, what was actually written about him. But joy in the Lord and in his service was not the only experience as summer passed away. There were also, quote, times of painful deadness of soul and much conflict. This is in the life of Hudson Taylor, the man used to open up China for the gospel. The heart that had so gladly accepted the finished work of an all-sufficient Savior now knew what it takes to be wearied and disappointed in the struggles with sin, exactly like Peter. Peter would have trusted, placed his faith. He said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. In exactly the same way, Hudson Taylor said, you know, even after I placed my faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ, I just had these terrible struggles in my own soul, struggles in my own human strength. Somehow there seemed to be a gap between the power of the Lord to save to the uttermost and the needs of everyday life in the shop and in the home. He found himself yielding to temptation, ease-loving, self-indulgent, and often disinclined for private prayer and study of the Word of God. You ever find yourself in that place? Then you would be among some of the people that the Lord has used in his great power in the most powerful ways. Hudson Taylor, Peter. You see, even at times they found themselves far away from God's Word. He's saying in this passage, the Lord is showing us, we try to go fishing in our own strength, it's not going to work. Hudson Taylor said, nothing can have been more real than his consecration to the Lord. Nothing plainer than the disappointment that followed when he discovered his inability to do and be what he would. You see, there it is. It's that question of ability. It's almost like this. It's like the Lord gives you his biblical should. Here is his goal for your life. And you look at it and say, but Lord, here is all I am capable of doing. Here is my human could. So you have a heavenly should and a human could. The question is, which one's going to win? Do you only say, Lord, you need to scale down your demands for my life. You need to scale down your glory down to my human level so that I can live the Christian life in my own strength. You see, that's exactly the problem. That's what so many are doing. Folks, that is not God's will for our lives. God's will for our lives is for us to enter into the power of the blood that the choir sang about a few moments ago, and then be able to do service to Jesus our King, not in our own strength. That only leads us to frustrating failure, but in the Lord's strength. You're looking at these lessons and understanding. You see there's something else here, though. And isn't that interesting? In verse 3, Peter said, I go fishing. What did the other disciples say? We're going with you. Folks, I want you to stop and think for a moment about the impact of your life on others. It is so very easy for you and me to say, well, it's just me. I make my choices. It's just me. And we don't realize the impact that we are making on other people. We don't realize how quickly they will follow after us. And so there is a second faithful way here. It's another won't. In verse 3, You won't lead others to disobey the Lord by living life according to your own plan. You see, that's what happens. If you only say, I'm going to live the Christian life in my own strength, what you're going to do is you're going to lead others to do exactly the same thing. Do you realize an entire congregation can be reduced to the level of almost neutrality and mediocrity because people say, I'm just going to serve the Lord, but I'm only going to serve in my own human strength. Therefore, I'm not really going to follow the Lord in all the ways He asked for me to do. And what happens is, little by little, others begin to follow you. I believe there are folks in this congregation this morning who would say, that's not what I want. What I want is to really know a new level of joy, a new level of intimacy with the Lord. I really do want to accomplish His heavenly shoulds and not my mere human coulds. I don't want to go fishing. I don't want to go back and live the way I used to live or just try to live life in my own strength. I really want to live for Him, all right? Here's an invitation to you. If you want to do that, look very carefully at these next five faithful ways. And we'll go through these as we talk about them. We'll see what happened. Look, first of all, if you will, at verses 4 and 5. When the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. And what had happened to them as they were out there fishing? They caught absolutely nothing. Okay. Stop the message just for a moment. Everybody look this way, and let me just ask you the question. Do you really want to try to live life in your own strength? Do you really want to say, I'm not going to worry about what God says in His Word. I'm just going to go out. I'm just going to try to live life in my own strength. Be prepared for nothing. Be prepared for emptiness. Emptiness. Be prepared just as the disciples were, because the Bible tells you in verse 3, they went out and they caught absolutely nothing. Try to live life in your own strength, according to your own plans. Cause others to follow in your own plans. You know what happens is nothing. Absolutely nothing. All right? Can we then go back to the text and find out some genuine answers? Well, verse 4, when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have you any meat? Have you any food? Did you catch any fish? Now, folks, just about the distance here from here to the other end of our soccer field is how much space we're talking about. He yelled out to them. Apparently the wind is actually sometimes very boisterous there, but early in the morning it was very calm, and his voice carried out across the waters, and he said, children, have you any meat? Did you catch anything? Can you imagine how frustrating it would be to look at each other and say, no, we didn't catch anything. Because, you know, I said, I'm going fishing. We're going. What did you catch? Nothing. No, we didn't catch anything. Jesus will often stand on the shore of our sea of frustration with very important questions for us. He did it in the Garden of Eden with Adam. Where are you? Who told you you were naked? He did it with Cain. Why are you wroth? Why is your countenance fallen? You can go back through those questions that Jesus Christ even asked His adversaries to stir something up in them, and at the end of the day, He's asking us that very same question. Has your plan, has your determination to live according to your own will really produced the fruitfulness and success you really wanted? Or hasn't it, like Peter, only led you to your own emptiness?
Thank you for joining us for Glimpses of Calvary. This is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church, 2000 Broad Avenue in Findlay, Ohio, 45840. That address again is 2000 Broad Avenue, Findlay, Ohio, 45840. Please join us again each weekday at this same time as we look for Glimpses of Calvary.